It's Monday, and that means it's time for another installment of our weekly BizLex chat, covering the most important business news from the community over the past week. As always, our guest is Eric Carlson, editor-in-chief of Business Lexington, coming to us from El Paso today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Josh.
Well, we finally had some movement on the Rupp Arena and Convention Center renovation project last week, but it wasn't the kind of movement city officials wanted to see.
That's correct. The movement was it's over for now. As far as the project to renovate Rupp Arena and expand and relocate the city's convention facilities adjacent to the arena, Mayor Gray went ahead and announced midweek that it was done. As the city got closer to having to have its 2015 fiscal year budget put together, they decided to pull the plug, at least for now, on talk of renovating the arena, and now focus on the areas around Rupp Arena, the current Cox Street parking lot and High Street parking lot, which have been identified as opportunities for development. And the mayor says he's going to go ahead and start just looking at those areas, which from the beginning was the main crux of the plan for Rupp Arena, though not necessarily sold that way. The plan was to use Rupp Arena as a catalyst, so we'll see from now what ends up coming up. I would imagine some sort of mixed-use development that has office space, retail, and possibly living in that area. And at this point, we'll go ahead and see what ends up coming out of that. And all this stems from the what seems to be a decomposition of relations between the city and the University of Kentucky. It was announced that this was happening because UK changed its mind on previously agreed upon terms to lease Rupp Arena and what it had wanted as far as amenities in the arena. And when contacted to ask for comment about those allegations directly, the university just said, quote, "We have no comment," through one of its spokesmen. And so we'll see where we go from here on that.
We also had big news on the horse industry front. By all appearances, Keeneland is set to host the Breeders' Cup for the first time next year.
Yeah, you know, last week we talked about not getting the World Equestrian Games for 2018, but as one door closes, another one opens with Breeders' Cup. It sounds like we'll be coming to town next October. The Courier-Journal, their business reporter Greg Hall, had apparently felt comfortable enough in reporting that it will be announced here in the next week that Keeneland will have 2015. The Del Mar racetrack in San Diego will also be getting it, as will its more often home, Santa Anita. And what these groups have in common is all three of them have switched in the last few years from a poly track or synthetic surface back to the traditional dirt tracks. And Del Mar, like Keeneland, are currently in the process of doing that. And it's been rumored that the reasons that those tracks were switching away from the newer synthetic surfaces back to traditional dirt tracks is because they wanted to be able to get Breeders' Cup, which has never overtly stated that it would not run on a synthetic surface again, though it's not been awarding anybody that has a synthetic track. And in fact, a few years ago, Santa Anita switched their track back and has been getting it pretty regularly since there seems to have been some sort of falling out between the Breeders' Cup group, which is based out of Lexington and split out of New York, and Churchill Downs, which had hosted it quite regularly. And now it will be a good amount of time, if this does in fact pan out over the next 3 years, since Churchill has hosted the races.
Eric Carlson, editor-in-chief of Business Lexington, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Josh.